Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 209 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I'm going to share how to start addressing your chronic skin rashes. I'm often asked what you should do, especially after community members have used my skin rash root cause finder guide to help them nail down what's actually driving the rashes. Now, if you haven't downloaded and done this exercise yet, I highly recommend that you do it. It's available over on my website at skinterrupt.com. The Skin Rash Root Cause Finder is the same process that I use in my private practice working with clients to help them identify those hidden root causes that we talk about here on the Healthy Skin Show. You don't necessarily need to go through this exercise first, but order really does matter, my friends. And I realize that sometimes you want to just skip steps that seem unnecessary, but that can result in missed opportunities or even having to start over to some degree. Let me give you an example of what I mean here so it's crystal clear. Many people struggling with rashes or even just gut issues come to believe that the best thing to do is to, quote, heal their leaky gut. They buy all these leaky gut formulas with glutamine and start taking them without realizing that you can't heal your gut without addressing what caused the issues, specifically the leakiness or gut permeability, in the first place. It certainly won't be fixed by taking these leaky gut formulas or L-glutamine or bone broth. Ultimately, this wastes time and money. And I understand how it can feel really frustrating to be told that all of this well-intentioned work didn't help because the actual problem was never addressed. That's why you'll hear me repeat this theme over and over again, that order matters, because it applies to how you start dealing with your skin rashes. So I strongly encourage you to start with a guide if you haven't done so yet, get it completed, so that way you're ready to move on to your next steps. I'm going to preface the following conversation to make it clear that this is not any sort of specific advice about your case. If you want specific steps or protocols, it's best to work with a practitioner like myself or my associate who can tailor your journey to your specific needs. Instead, this is a general conversation or overview about how to look at your case from my clinical experience so you can start working on it in an order that is more efficient. So now that you've completed your skin rash root cause finder, you'll have a number next to the different 16 root causes on the final page. You'll want to pick the top 3 to 6 root causes with the largest tallies. I will add to this that some of these root causes require labs to understand what's going on and to really even know to some degree whether they're an issue or not. Some of these specific areas include thyroid function and nutrient deficiencies. Ultimately, once that lab data comes back, the question becomes, where do you start? Well, this is what we are going to talk about today. I highly recommend that you head on over to skinterrupt.com/209 so you can see the graphic that I've made for you, since this is what I'm going to be talking about. And I promise you, when you see the graphic, it's going to make so much more sense than just listening to me talk about this. I ultimately created this image because it was important to me that you could visualize and see and really understand the journey ahead. And that's important. It's important to be prepared for what your body is going to go through. And that's why I have created this little system, so to speak, of where you start and where you head toward in a very particular order. That way, by the time you get there, your body is in much better shape to be able to handle what's headed its way. So I have called this little graphic that hopefully you're looking at now, it's called the root cause priority pyramid. And it clearly shows you that the areas listed closer to the base are of higher priority, specifically liver detoxification and gut function. As you know, I am a strong proponent of supporting liver detox rather than doing liver detoxes for very specific reasons. And you can obviously check out my liver detoxification series here on the Healthy Skin Show that will explain and break all of this down for you. Now, optimizing gut function is also crucial, and we do this by looking for issues that impact digestion of food and absorption of their respective nutrients. And this includes looking at different things like gut motility and stool transit time. So are you constipated versus do you have diarrhea? Your stool color, gas production, bloating, stomach acidity, gut discomfort, or even maybe pain, nausea, vomiting, autoimmunity like celiac disease or inflammatory bowel disease. Now, a crucial point that so many people miss is that they think that doing something for 1 month or using one bottle of something to help their liver detox or gut function means they're done and just simply move on. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that is an incredibly short-sighted perspective because you really have to make sure that these two areas are supported the entire time. So yes, as you move up into the pyramid, you don't stop supporting liver detox and you don't ignore gut function. Like for example, if you start getting constipated as you move on to the next root cause, then you've got to address constipation with the tools necessary to get you pooping normally. You don't simply ignore it because you feel like you've already dealt with it with that one supplement or whatever it was that you did for that other month or what have you. Once you have gut function humming along and the liver detox is better supported, that's the opportunity to begin working your way up to the next root cause that you've identified in maybe the next level of the pyramid. But you have to get the foundational level addressed first and then maintain it as you move higher up into that pyramid. And for some, that could be addressing histamine issues, thyroid problems, or realizing that you've probably got to get a comprehensive stool test to look at microbiome imbalances. But either way, you're slowly going to work your way up the pyramid, addressing what's true for your case. And I say that because this needs to be a really important reminder, by the way. You don't have all 16 root causes going on. Typically, you have a specific combo of 3 to potentially 6 root causes to focus on. That means that your root cause issues won't look the same as someone else you know who may have the same exact diagnosis from their doctor. And it also means you don't have to work on every box or every level found on my priority pyramid. The foundational level of the pyramid is so incredibly important that, as I've already stated, you have to maintain gut function and liver detox support during the entire journey. As things improve, less effort is typically required to keep them humming along. And one other important point about how the priority pyramid is laid out: everything builds upon the next thing. And so if you start too high up, you actually miss lower, more foundational pieces that will shift the things higher up, meaning that, for example, even if you swear at your hormones, if you start there, you miss things further down that are more foundational that could drastically improve your hormones. So by the time you end up getting to the hormone level, your hormones may be in a much different and even better spot than they were when you began, and you don't necessarily need to do so much work on them at this point now because you started more foundationally and things higher up began to shift positively in your favor as a result of doing things in the correct order. So don't get sucked in by popular detoxes like heavy metal cleanses or parasite cleanses you read about online that make grand promises, because if they don't address your actual root causes, you may not get anywhere. Also, don't put too much weight on diet to address things and fix you 100%. It may improve your symptoms in some cases, but it often is very difficult, if not impossible, to get off these restrictive diets without flaring again. And I say all of this because the reality is this entire process is complicated. I'm not going to sugarcoat it because that really wouldn't be fair to you. But it is complicated, and there may be times where your level of knowledge and ability to quote unquote do your own research may be limited or frankly just overwhelmed. And that's why it's okay to reach out for help or find tools like my Skin Rash Rebuild Program that can be an incredible asset for you. Now that you understand the basic concepts of how to utilize the priority pyramid, I do want to make it clear that there are instances where you might not necessarily follow it to a T. One of those instances would be for someone going through topical steroid withdrawal, also known as TSW. In this case, appropriate adrenal support cannot wait in TSW until you get further along. Depending on how significant the issue, adrenal support can take different forms, from hormone supplementation to mitochondrial support to adaptogenic herbs, or even potentially considering licorice as a tool. And I have talked about that on the Healthy Skin Show. Please check out those episodes because I know for some, it is seen as very controversial. Now, my TSW clients all have different adrenal pictures, so it's important to clarify the severity and specific steps that will be helpful in your case. Symptoms and how long you've been dealing with TSW are certainly factors, but testing like the cortisol awakening response test from Dutch can also be helpful in understanding where your system is in this particular moment. Another example of when you might not wait to address something that's higher up on that root cause pyramid is if you're living or working in an extremely moldy environment. This would obviously fall under the environmental exposures category, which is higher up on the priority pyramid. But it actually would be really crucial to considering it from the beginning and focusing on how you could hopefully get out of that particular moldy environment from the get-go, not waiting. And one last point that I just want to mention would be being under an extreme amount of stress due to commitments and work that is absolutely not conducive to your well-being. Your stress levels should be assessed from the beginning early on in your case, and actionable changes that are practical for you should be laid out in an intelligent fashion so that you can make small changes every 2 to 4 weeks that build upon one another and do not add more stress to your plate, but instead help integrate in things that are supportive of what you need and phase out the things that are actually causing more anxiety, stress, depression, etc. It's my hope that you can see from this discussion that the priority pyramid isn't a hard rule. It's a guideline that I've created from working directly with clients over the past 3.5 years. It's certainly been really helpful for those who've gone through the Skin Rash Rebuild program, as it provides a framework of where to begin and how to layer approaches and protocols that do move the marker forward. And yes, there can be exceptions other than the ones that I've already mentioned here, but a shift should be made by your practitioner who knows your case inside and out. By combining the Skin Rash Root Cause Finder and the Priority Pyramid, you have more direction on where to dig and what needs support in each phase of your journey to help you rebuild healthy skin. So if you've got any questions or thoughts to share about this, or if you want to see the resources and graphics I've put together for you, head on over to skinterrupt.com/209 so we can keep the conversation going. And then make a point to share this episode with someone you know who's been looking for a more systematic approach to addressing skin issues instead of just trying everything. I know from experience just how frustrating it can be to feel like you're throwing darts in the dark only to find that nothing worked simply because it wasn't done in the right order or it wasn't right for you. And before you head off for your day, take a moment, rate and review the Healthy Skin Show on your podcast platform of choice, and then hit the subscribe button so you can tune in each week for new research, tips, client stories, strategies, and inspiration. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.